man here in their living room at 79 West Sylvester, full of breakfast and contentment, all unaware that fate is coming up the walk in the form of a man with a bag on his back and it isn't Santa Claus, we find Feather McGee and Molly.
Now, look, Louise, while I do up the best of dishes, why don't you take the car down to the garage and get that noise taken out of it?
I took it down yesterday. And you know what?
Now what?
Oh, this will slow you, Molly. I drove the car up to the garage and says, hey, I says, can somebody here take the noise out of this car? And the guy says, sure, he says. I'll have a mechanic ride on the running board and see if he can find it. I says, this car ain't got any running board. Well, thanks for telling me. I lose a lot of mechanics that way. Don't you get it now? I said, no way.
I ain't funny, McGee.
Oh, well, it's physical. You see, the last comes with a ton of problems.
Oh, there's the mailman, dearie. Oh. Ask him how much airmail stamps are today.
Okay. I'll pinch a few first to see if they're fat.
Come in.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Here's the mail for you folks.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Mailman. I'll take it.
All right, then. Now, let me see. Here's something from the Bon Ton Department Store. That's just a circular. You don't want that.
What?
Hey, what's that? And here's a new collier. Very funny cartoon on page 26. Mr. Roy. I tore it out so I could show it to my wife.
Hey, listen, bud. If all mailmen are like you, no wonder Farley's losing his hair.
Why don't you just say, I almost forgot, but here's a registered letter for you, Mr. McGee. You just sign right here.
Huh? Registered letter?
Oh, okay, bud.
Oh, who's it from, Billy?
From the City License Bureau.
Does it bother you if I read over your shoulder?
Yes, it does. Get out of here.
Oh, all righty. You can tell me about it tomorrow. Good day. Good day.
Heavenly days. What a snoopy mailman. McGee. What's the matter?
Bad rat, those bad ratted, long red, ham-handed, button-brained numbskulls. They can't do this to me.
They can't do what?
They're mugged down to the city hall in the license bureau. They say we got to get a new license.
Oh, they do, do they?
Yeah.
Well, we can prove we were married fair and square, McGee.
No. Not a marriage license. A dog license.
We haven't got a dog.
Of course we ain't got a dog, but listen to this. Mr. Phil McGee, 79, West Sylvester. Unless you appear at this office within 2 days and obtain a 1940 license for your dog, we will be forced to proceed against you according to Section 1 of Paragraph 3 of City Ordinance 1781 in the old book. It carries a penalty of a $5,000 fine and or 3 years in jail. Oh, so they're going to prosecute me, are they? I'll show them pickle-piss politicians down there that can't turn a wheel over my eyes.
Well, what shall we do?
I'll tell you what we'll do. As the guy says when he tossed Darwin's book into the fireplace, they ain't going to make a monkey out of me. Give me the telephone.
Here.
Thanks. Hello, operator. Give me the city hall.
Oh, that's you, Nick?
How's everything seen, Nick?
Okay. You're looking a little better. Come staggering home faster.
You really got pie-eyed, eh, Nick?
Oh, how disgraceful.
No, the kid was in a pie-eating contest and got so plastered up with lemon wine he couldn't see where he was going. What's there, Nick?
Oh. Oh, never mind, miss. I'll try it next week. Thanks.
Didn't you get the city hall?
Nope. Miss says them politicians down at the city hall are so rushed these days, you can't get a call through.
Oh. Why are they so rushed?
It's all on account of Izzy.
Izzy who?
Oh, you know. Izzy going to run for a third term? Izzy going to announce the team? Izzy playing possum? Oh. Stuff like that there.
I see. By the way, is there any law against the third term, Dirty?
Nope, just tradition.
Oh, just tradition.
Well, you know what that means. A tradition is an unwritten law that nobody dares to bust. On account of if they do, it'll be made into a written law, and somebody's liable to repeal it, and the fat's in the fire.
Oh.
You can't repeal a tradition.
Say, that ain't bad. They remind me to write that down.
It is written down.
Where'd I write it?
You didn't write it, you read it.
Okay. What was I doing?
Oh, yes, that dog license. That rat them guys. We ain't had a dog for 7 years.
Has it been that long?
Well, I think so. See, now, we got that pup in 1912. Uncle Dennis dropped in for 2 days in 1922. Went home again in 1927. We started work for Johnson's Labs in 1935. Got our first belly lap in 1938. I thought it was all of 7 years ago, Molly.
Well, I guess there's nothing to do but get down to the city hall and get it straightened out.
That's that it anyway. It seems like I'm always going down there to complain about something.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I heard Alderman Dorby say the other day that you were getting to be quite the moan about town. Well, let's go.
Okay, I'll learn that mob of flag waving baby kisses that can't push Philly McGee around. Come on, let's go, Molly.
Dog license, dog.
Oh, hello there, little girl. Now, don't bother us now, please.
Why?
Oh, I'm sore, that's why.
Oh, gee, that's too bad, mister.
Well, shut up.
If you ain't so big and I wasn't so little, I ain't had a place to sit down and I could sit on my lap and tell me all about it.
And if liver wasn't so good with bacon, we'd eat more eggs. Now, run along, sis.
Hey, mister, hey.
What?
Hmm?
What do you want, sis? We're in a hurry.
I've got an Esther, bunny.
You mean Easter?
Yeah, Esther. That's his name.
Oh.
I've got an Esther for Easter.
Did your mother buy it for you?
Yes. I asked her for Esther for Easter.
Reminds me of the time I was in Panama, sir. I crossed Christmas on Christmas on business. Oh, let it go.
That's my rabbit. Oh, gee, I guess I am right off the door, I bet you. There's a nice rabbit, and she's good, too.
You're on the wrong show, sir. This sounds like the Battle of the Sexes. Well, to be frank.
No, it's Esther. This is my daughter.
Well, to be frank about Esther, you don't seem to be sure whether it's a buck or a doe.
She's both.
Oh, no, she isn't.
Oh, yes, she is.
Oh, no, she isn't.
Oh, yes, she is. Well, gee, she cost my mama a buck, and that's a lot of dough these days.
Molly, now that we're down here, let me do the talking, see? I'll show these city hall dumbbells they can't push an honest taxpayer around. Hey, Bud, what say is the dog license bill? Oh, hello there, old-timer.
Hello there, Johnny. Hello, daughter. Dog licenses?
Yep.
What kind of dog you got?
We haven't got a dog.
Well, what you want a license for?
Dad, rather, we don't want a license. We came down here to tell them we ain't going to buy one.
It's kind of silly, ain't it, Johnny? But on second thought, maybe I better go with you. I ain't got a dog either.
Now, look, Mr. Oldtimer. We received notice that we have to buy a 1940 dog license or be prosecuted. And we came down to protest.
Oh, you're no help. But as the sediment tablet says to the glass of water, I'm going to settle somebody's hash.
Come
Why, that old steeple.
Well, here's the license bureau, McGee.
Okay. Hold my coat while I roll up my sleeve.
Oh, no, McGee, please. Let's try to settle this thing peaceably. Besides, you might get hurt.
All right. But remember, you talked me out of it. And the first wisecrack I get from one of these guys, wham, you stop him with your purse.
Now, wait, McGee. Promise me you'll keep your temper.
Well.
You frighten me when you fly into these rages. After all, you know, you're the killer type.
Am I really? Well, come on. I'll try to control myself.
Something for you, sir? Marriage license? Building license? Hunting or fishing license?
Nope, dog.
And we haven't got a dog.
Oh, then you want a license for a dog you're planning to get, is that it?
No, it isn't. We haven't had a dog for 7 years, and we don't want another dog.
Well, then why, madam, do you wish to get a dog license?
Bad rabbit, we don't want to get a dog license. That's what I come in here to tell you.
Now, excuse me, sir, but if every citizen came in to tell us he didn't want a dog license...
Oh, answer the phone.
Just a moment, please. License bill? Yes, madam. Yes, dog licenses are $2. Why, of course, I think you should have a dog. No, they're no trouble at all.
What?
Why, certainly not. Oh, what if they do track up your kitchen linoleum? Just try a little Johnson self-polishing glucose. See how it protects the linoleum against dirt and scratches. What? Johnson's Glow Coat. GLO-COAT. It requires absolutely no rubbing and no buffing. You just pour it on, spread it around, and let it dry. Oh, don't mention it, madam. Can I expect you in tomorrow for a dog license? Oh, that's great. Good day. Oh, sorry to keep you waiting, folks. Now, let me see. What kind of dog did you say you had?
Wire-haired terrier.
Dad, I told you we didn't have a dog.
Look, we got this official notice to come in and get a dog license.
But we haven't got a dog.
Yeah.
You're not concealing your dog to avoid paying the tax.
I tell you, we ain't got a dog.
No, we haven't had a dog for 7 years. And he was 15 years old then.
Yeah.
Well, it makes him 22 years old now. Remarkable age for a dog. You must be giving him wonderful care.
But for the last time, we haven't got a dog. We just come in here to protest against this notice.
And we refuse to buy a license for a dog we don't even own.
Oh, so you don't own the dog. Who does then?
Ah, nobody does. That's that anyway.
Oh, I see. A stray dog. Well, you still have to take out a license for him.
Now, listen here, my fine feathered friend.
If you think for 1 minute... Now, McGee, temper.
Oh, but look, Molly, this can't do this to me. I'll take this up to the mayor himself. I'll take it up to the United States Supreme Court. Yes, I'll do better than that. I'll tell Walter Winchell.
Oh, no.
Mark your ears, Bud, you ain't heard the last of this.
I'm sorry, sir, but it's the law. Every dog must be licensed. And I regret to say it, sir... But I don't think you're the type of man who should be permitted to have a dog. Good day.
Did you hear what he says, Molly? I ain't the type that should have a dog.
Why, I think more of that dog of ours than
McGee.
Huh?
We haven't got a dog, remember?
Well, come on, Molly. I'll get this thing straightened out before I leave the city hall. Or my name is Fibber McGee. And speaking of Fibber McGee, I wonder what ever became of old Harlow Wilcox.
Well, for Steve's sake, is it in Susie? It's fancy meeting you here, isn't it? Or is it? No, I guess it isn't.
Hello, Mr. DeCopolis.
Hi, Miss. Hey, we just had a session with the city license clerk, and it looks like we're in a jam.
Oh, my goodness, a jam session.
No. We got a notice that we have to buy a 1940 dog license to pay a fine and maybe go to jail.
Yeah, and we haven't got a dog, as you know very well, Mr. DeCopolis.
No, but I knew very well the dog you used to have. A very intelligent K-7, too.
K-9.
Oh, was he that old, Susie? Anyway, that dog was a very smart dog. I think he must have studied medicine sometime, because he always knew where there was a bone buried in the muscles of my leg. Well, but there's no hard feelings, Susan, as far as you got now.
Yes, but we haven't had that dog for 7 years, so why should we buy a dog license now?
Yeah.
I think something is back in here, Susan. but I hope it'll all come out in the wash, and I think it will, because there are 7 cooking years in the cleaner. Come on, Cecil. Goodbye, Stupid.
I know. I got a good notion to go back and argue with that license clerk some more.
No, I don't think it's worth all this fuss, McGee.
Well,
they can't really send you to prison for not having a dog license for a non-existent dog.
You sure they can't?
Why, of course not.
Well,
and even if they do, you'll always know I'll be waiting for you.
Well.
Yes, McGee, darling. I'll be there coming to see every visitor.
No, I don't see.
And let them have cigarettes.
No.
And then when they do let you out, they'll take up our lives just where we left them.
Oh, my.
I'll stick by you even if you are an ex-con. No,
don't.
I don't care what people say. Let them stop. Let them say whatever they want.
Stop it, Molly. Stop it. You hear this? This is more serious than what I thought. I think I better go right up and see the mayor. That's what I want.
Oh, look, McGee, look.
Huh?
Here comes Mrs. Uppington.
Hmm.
I wonder what she's doing in the city hall.
She's probably going to complain about the public schools being too public.
Yeah. Well, she's come down off her high horse long enough to let the saddle cool off. Oh, how do you do, Mrs. Uppington? It's so nice to see you.
Oh, how do you do, Mrs. McGee?
Hi, Uppity.
What is it, Mr. McGee? You seem quite disturbed about something. What is the matter?
Well, you'd be perturbed too, Mrs. Uppington, if you had to pay a tax on something you didn't have.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a fine idea. I see just such a tax. I don't mind it a bit.
Yeah? What did you pay a tax on that you ain't got?
Last year's income?
What are you doing in the city hall, Mrs. Uppington?
I'm just looking up some of the earliest political facts about this Stevenson idea. This is the Uppington's Episcopal Day founder of this city, you know.
Oh, the McGee Uppington. That's the original McGee Log Cabin stood right here where the city hall is today.
Really? That was very interesting.
I didn't know that, McGee.
Oh, yes. Our living room is just about where the elevator is. Our kitchen is right over there, the bedroom on the left here, and our bathroom. What can you imagine that?
Well, what's this, McGee?
Up in here standing right in our bathtub.
Oh, yes. Oh, my geez, this McGee bone's very bad. Oh, goodbye.
Well, isn't she the one, though?
Yeah, I used to think she really had something on the ball, though. I seen it was just a few days. Now, let's see. What was I supposed to call about?
The dog license.
Huh? Oh, yes. Dad, let them guys anyway.
Who do they think they are trying to make you pay for a license?
Oh, hello, McGee. What seems to be the
problem? Oh, hello, Mr. Gildersleeve.
Oh, go away, Gildersleeve. I don't want to move the bandy words with you.
Now, McGee, I'm sure Mr. Gildersleeve was just trying to be helpful.
Why, certainly.
Oh, yeah. Gildersleeve, you're about as much help as Mumps or Torchmallow.
Yes, that's so.
Yes, that's so.
Well, I'm not surprised you got yourself another mess, McGee. You can get tangled up quicker than a cub bear with 40 feet of grapevine.
As the Siamese twin says to his brother when they got a appendicitis, one of these days we're going to have it out.
Well, for goodness sake, sometimes I wish you would. I'm getting tired of listening to you two boys trying to laugh at each other with your vocal cords.
Well, if you don't stop messing me out.
Pins, needles, cotton, thimble, that goes up the chimney, smoke.
Well, your wish and my wish never be broke.
What do you wish, dearie?
I wish that Gildersleeve would go away. That's what I wish.
Oh, I see you, McGee. But by George, one of these days you'll be sorry.
Let me try and borrow my bow and arrow again.
his whole family, either. They're all alike. Little sleeve is just the bottom button on a long line of stretch shirt.
Well, this isn't getting that dog license taken care of. Where's the mayor's office?
I think it's up on the fourth floor, right next to the...
You're wanting the police commissioner's office.
Who is?
You.
Him?
Yes.
Oh. Well, what's this all about, officer? What have I done?
All I know is there was a complaint from the license department about you creating a disturbance by refusing to pay your dog tax. Now I'll march along with you.
Oh, yeah. Now look here, you big old...
What's this that you called me? Is that something bad?
Certainly not. An oath is a very valuable thing. You know the old saying, officer. Half an oath is better than none.
Oh, none of your blinding, I'm a Christian. Well, come along with you to the commissioner's office. No, wait a moment. His shoes are untied. Hold on to me a minute here so they can keep me balanced tonight.
Oh, sorry, bud. I've been persecuted long enough.
Where you go? Oh, where am I? Run! They ain't gonna put me in no prison. I'm coming to me, Mason. I'm gonna go. Come back here, stop it, somebody. You can feel
even some
justice.
Hey, stop me. Stop down the corner side and hit the porter.
Now what have we done, McGee? Now we are in trouble.
No, I know what I'm doing.
Excuse me, Doc. I didn't quite get the address.
Take us to the governor's mansion, driver.
Okay, Senator.
The governor's mansion? But McGee, we, after all, we can't take a measly little dog license case up to the governor.
I ain't gonna.
Then what?
But he goes right across the street to the pet shop, and I'm gonna buy a dog. Step on it, driver. I didn't buy the dog now, after all.
Well, what made you change your mind, dearie?
Oh, I got to thinking it over, and I decided $2 a year for a license plus $2 a day for a hamburger was too much, so I just bought the license.
Oh, dear. Well, considering the fact that you worked like a dog to get it straightened out, you ought to have a tag yourself.
That's what I thought. Look, Molly. Good night.
Good night, Al.